You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now, on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, 'Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.' And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, 'Is it I, Lord?' He answered, 'He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born.' Judas, who would betray him, answered, 'Is it I, Rabbi?' He said to him, 'You have said so.' Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.' And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." Here ends the reading. It is heartbreaking to hear Jesus say point blank, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." The 12 are cut to the heart as they're sorrowful and they ask him, "Is it I, Lord?" On the one hand, we know that it's Judas who would betray the Lord. On the other, doesn't Peter betray Jesus as well? Not once, but three times. And before we are too quick to criticize Judas and Peter, don't we betray our Lord as well? In John's account of the Lord's Supper, Jesus gives a new commandment. The old commandment was, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus turns it upside down when he commands, "Love one another as I have loved you." That's a whole different commandment, isn't it? How does the Lord Jesus love you and me? He loves us completely, sacrificially, in such a way that he empties himself of himself as he takes our sin upon himself, dying on the cross that we might have new life. And do we keep this commandment faithfully? Or do we betray Jesus daily, unable to love one another as he loves us? We are, in a way, betrayers of Jesus, as were Judas and Peter. To acknowledge this is to remind us of our need for a Savior, our need for the new covenant Jesus came to inaugurate, our need for the forgiveness of sins, which we receive through his blood poured out for us. We ought never hear the accounts of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday thinking, "How painful of those 12 disciples and Judas and Peter, especially, who betrayed the Lord." We are always to understand that we are with them, sitting at table with Jesus, his betrayers one and all, yet eating and drinking his body and blood of the new covenant. Forgiven, transformed, we are made new through his crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Let's pray. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us and grant us peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.